Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in to KER Politics. This weekend's show is packed full of information and interesting topics because, boy, is the world falling apart. This is Jim McKinney, your co-host with Al Corlin. Today we have, for the first part of the show, we've got a successful fund advisor, a regular that's been on the show many times, Dan Placente, from the Bay Area, that place once beautiful and nice, which is now someplace you just got to be careful about. And we've got a lot of topics to talk about. And I'll tell you, Dan, welcome in. And I wanted to ask you, as a fund manager and I guess a frequent contributor to the Wall Street Journal, what do you think about the inflation numbers that just came out?
Well, small correction. I don't run any funds, but I do manage portfolios for people. There's a distinction there. But what question would you like? Say that again. What would you like me to respond to?
Inflation. The latest numbers on inflation.
Yeah, I don't think inflation's as fleeting as they think it's going to be. There's some significant problems that we have to face. There's some of the fleeting part will be because of the supply restrictions, and that will start to work its way out. But there's other bottlenecks that they're creating, and because they're adding more regulation to the system, and it's we're going to have problems going forward here. They put so much money into the system that's sloshing around, and they keep trying to help us with every little problem that we have. They're this nanny state that they're creating with all this money going around chasing fewer goods. You're going to have inflation. It's a monetary problem. So I think we're going to live with this for some time. But there is going to be corrections in here, and they're going to be painful for a lot of people. So I think people ought to be very cautious here in making big purchases and making investments. They ought to think long and hard about what they're doing and not think that this parade is going to continue forever.
You know, Danny, Jimmy, if I can just jump in here, I got to tell you, Dan, got a comment yesterday on our blog. By the way, both Jimmy and I really appreciate the comments that we're getting on the blog. But I believe it was B. B said, the inflation is kind of interesting, and because of what's happening, I would strongly suggest, I being B, the people stay away from real estate right now, because I think that you're going to find, because of the economic difficulties ahead of us, that probably real estate values, whether it's single family dwellings, whether it's raw land, what have you, are going to decrease. I think that's a possibility, but I'm not really sure that's a totally viable possibility. Dan, what do you think?
Well, the variable is what will interest rates do. Right. Most people, a lot of people are payment shoppers. They'll buy as much real estate as they can afford the payments on. And so if rates rise, that changes the calculation for a lot of people. And so we'll just have to see. I mean, when you have rampant inflation, if somebody tries to counteract that by raising rates, I mean, obviously the Fed's kept the punch bowl out there for as long as it can and will continue to do that. But at some point, if the problem becomes too great, and they have to raise rates, or rates rise on their own, it's going to be difficult for a lot of these. But so I'll give you an example, just anecdotal. I'm looking to buy a property, a second home in a place, and I've just watched people just pay crazy prices for things that sold for much, much lower, sometimes 50% lower, 60% lower in the previous year. And at some point, your common sense has to take over and say, you know what, I'm not participating in this. And I think you're starting to see people do that. They're starting to say, you know what, I'm just not going to play that game. I'm going to wait till things cool down, until there's cooler heads, and I'm going to make a decision when it's more rational. And I think you're starting to see softening in certain parts of the country. And I think that's good, because if it continues on like this, you have blow-offs like we had in 2007, 8, and 9. And I'm seeing people that are just now, in some markets, getting their money out from when they bought in 2005 or 6 prior to the crash. And I don't want to be one of those people. So if you don't want to be one of those people, you ought to think long and hard about making a purchase right now.
I agree, Dan. And the interesting part about it is there's this demographic shift from urban areas. There's a large number, we live up here in a beautiful little corner of the Pacific Northwest. People are inundating our local market along the coastline from Seattle, the greater Seattle area, Portland, and California. So the demand here is high, and what you're talking about with these, 50% increases, 30 to 50% increases in really just a year or two, is prevalent. Though it seems like people are going to continue to be moving out of those areas, and especially into areas like South Carolina, Florida, Texas, red states, you see this massive movement. We were out looking around in Lake Murray in South Carolina a few weeks ago, and people were coming in from Jersey and New York without seeing homes, paying 30, 40, 50% higher than people were asking for them, paying cash, getting out of those markets because of the taxes, because of the crime issues, because of basically their views. And you see this massive, I think this shift is going to really have an impact on our economy that nobody is really predicting or can see. There's going to be a lot of changes, especially with what's happening with the administration, with these mandatory vaccination requirements for large companies. What's going to happen with the workforce when we've already got these pressures on supply, when we've got, shortages of actual labor in some of these positions, and then you throw these types of issues on there, it's going to be very complex. These are waters we've never seen before. We've never been in this area before.
Yeah, and you put on top of that, you overlay the fact that people can work remote in a lot of jobs now. They just don't need the cities like they once did. I worked for 30 years in San Francisco, and then we finally decided, you know what, we're going to get out of this city, and we're going to go and work somewhere in the suburbs or the exurbs. And we just made that decision. And frankly, I've been out of the city for a year and a half now. I have not been back. I live 15 minutes or 10 minutes from San Francisco. I have not gone into that city except to use their airport. So, and you can do that now. You don't need to go and put up with the crazy people on the street and the crime and all the other ridiculousness, the expense. There was this local city tax. There's all kinds of other things that you have to put up with in a city. You just don't have to do that anymore. I feel sorry in a way for these outer areas, the exurbs and the suburbs, because they're going to be inundated with people from the cities who are going to start to demand city-type services and are going to bring some of the same garbage that they created in the cities into these areas. And it's going to be much more expensive. But, change is the way our world works. We're always in flux. That's just the way it is.
Well, that is the way it is. There's no question about that. Jimmy, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we're getting close here to the end of this segment. And I just, I think we ought to transition to some of the decisions that are being made by the by this administration right now, and what the heck is going on, and how that's going to impact, not only the world situation, but certainly local economics as well as politics, and what may happen as we go forward with a lot of pressures on different, let's just say it, this kind of a political attack on conservatives right now by the administration and people that really don't want a larger government in place. So I think we ought to roll into that for the next segment of the show, if you're willing to do that, Dan.
Absolutely.
Well, I got to tell you, the next show segment is going to start here in about 15 seconds right after a commercial break, but I got to tell you, it is... It's a segment we're going to talk about mandatory inoculation, et cetera, and I have to tell you, I don't think you're going to be surprised at what both Dan and Jim have to say about that. Jim has an incredibly common sense view on that, and it's something that you just simply cannot disagree with. You guys, it's always fun putting this show together now that I have a co-host. That's going to take some of the pressure off of me. I want to tell you, I thoroughly enjoy doing this. Be right back with Dan Pacini.